Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, just jumping in here to give you a wee snippet of Culture Vulture, our pop culture podcast. So if you want a break from the news, you should jump over and subscribe to it. Everyone, we have a very special dish of your bona fide favourite pop culture podcast, because one, it's not a solo pod, because I know you're sick of my goddamn solo pods. It's the complete opposite. Laura and I are in the same vicinity.
We're in London.
We're in London.
Lucy arrived 4 hours ago.
And my friends, because I arrived, well, my friends, Liv, you all know Liv, and Tiana, who will listen to this podcast because she loves Culture Vulture and she's so cute. They asked me what I was doing tonight. And I was like, you're going to laugh, but I'm going to record a podcast. Which is just so what we would do, right?
It is. It's on brand.
Let's get the work done. I will say, we've had a lovely dinner.
We've had a beautiful dinner.
We have had, this is Laura's dream, we've had a catch up off mic.
Oh, I've waited for this. First of all, I feel like I've waited for this for weeks because you keep doing solo pods.
I still
haven't brought myself to listen to, and I don't think I can.
You shouldn't.
But secondly, every week we come on here and I'm never allowed to talk to Lucy not on the mic. But tonight we've had about 2 sweet hours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing left.
No, there's nothing left to give you. So you will hear, this is a very, very special edition because we have got a segment with Laura's husband, Rupert, who we all know is Stanley Tucci Light, who we have been wanting to come on and do Ruse News.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning of time. And he did a segment with us this evening, and it's like the most, like,
under duress, I would say. Yes. He did it under duress.
We were literally talking about hot F1 drivers, and then
and then Lucy grabbed the microphone, literally grabbed the microphone, and said, wait.
Let me ruin our evening real quick, and let's make everything be on the mic. No, so you have that to look forward to.
You really do.
You also have to look forward to Laura and I talking about some of the new things we've been doing.
It feels like, I mean, we had to do a podcast because we're in the same country, which just feels crazy. But equally, we don't really know what to talk about, but I feel like there's been a lot of change. Lucy's moved countries.
Yeah.
I started university again.
At Oxford,
which
everyone.
Which is crazy. And I think there's a lot of firsts going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of firsts, and it feels right to talk about.
There is a lot of firsts. And first of all, just to make us the pop culture podcast that you love, Taylor Swift and Beyonce got together to watch her movie.
That photo.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's like,
it's iconic.
What did I say on Twitter? This is my Treaty of Versailles.
This is my Roman Empire.
For some reason, it feels really weird to see.
I agree.
They don't exist in the same world.
I 100% agree. And do you know what it made me think of? And this is so random. Remember the song Telephone?
Yes. Actually a bop.
No, first of all a bop, but second of all, I just remember being like, when would you see those three artists? Three? Two?
Two. Two. Lady Gaga and...
Who was the third?
Lady Gaga,
who's
Beyonce.
Who's the ghost artist?
And Timberland? No!
Who was that for me? But I just feel like that was such a meeting of worlds. And this is my telephone.
My Trinity Versailles and Laura's telephone. Yeah. I just thought, look, we should shout that out. Oh, also... I haven't told all of you yet, but on Monday, I'm having lunch with Pandora Sykes. Oh. And I just feel like this is the audience to tell that to, because I'm such a huge fan of her.
Oh.
And it's just crazy. So you will get to know
that. I'm going to have a panic attack on your behalf.
I know.
When you told me that.
I know. Oh. I know. That's not why I'm in London. I'm here to see my besties. One of them's flying home and I just wouldn't have got to see her. But it just so happened.
I would literally, I'd fly anywhere for Pandora.
100%.
Oh.
I would travel the world.
Take us with you.
Yeah. Oh.
Will you?
Hey, can I take the mic? She's a podcaster.
Oh, she loves getting things on the mic.
No. Hey, like, I know this is off the record, but No.
Take the Yeti.
No, can't be taking the Yeti. Also, just really funny. I don't know if all of you know, but we probably talked about this. So Laura packed this blue Yeti, which is not light, into her luggage and brought it all the way across the world. Belle packed this blue Yeti that we, Siska always gifts a blue Yeti to our podcast
host.
It's a rite of pass. And Belle packed one into her luggage, brought it across the world. I packed one into my luggage, brought it across the world. And it just feels like a funny thing that we should tell you is like, you know, when you move across the world, you do not get much luggage.
No, and I think that's a really nice place to start with your moving experience, Lois. Because tell us what happened to your luggage.
And I feel like people are a little bit sick of it, but really quickly. So we all know that first of all, my visa took ages to come. My passport got lost on the way back and delivered to the wrong city. And then my flight on the day of one of my flights in the middle, quite a big flight, got cancelled and fucked up my travel plans. And then when I was traveling here, everyone, travel is just not the same as it used to be. Like, I had 4-hour layovers. I was running to catch each flight because every flight was delayed. Oh. Like, it's, I don't know. When 4 hours isn't enough of a layover, yeah,
that's crazy.
You just know something's broken. And then, thank God I had AirTags in my luggage because my whole life got lost. Oh. All my luggage got lost on the way.
That's the thing, you're not going on holiday. This was like, okay, I've decided these are my worldly possessions.
Yes.
Oh.
No, I know. And like every special thing that I was bringing over, which wasn't many, but just the real special things. And like all my prescription glasses and things that cost so much. Oh. I know. So anyway, I spiraled big time. All my luggage, I turned up to Lisbon. I could see that my luggage was still in Houston. The person that checked me in, I'm not going to say companies, but they didn't stick my luggage tag. Like, you know how they stick the little luggage barcode onto the back of your boarding pass so you can track it? They were like a trainee and they didn't stick them on. Well, they gave me a boarding pass that was wrong and they gave me a new one that didn't have my stickers on. So when I got to Lisbon and I had just traveled for 30 hours and I was trying to tell them my luggage is in Houston. They were like, well, where's your tags? And I was like, I don't have them. Here's my boarding pass. You can see they're not on there. I didn't peel them off.
Oh.
Like, sorry.
Oh.
And so anyway, 4 days, don't hear anything. And then I post on Shit You Should Care About. Is anyone, like, does anyone work for Houston Airport?
That is wild.
I know. Someone in Melbourne, Tegan, shout out Tegan, is like, my cousin is a baggage handler in Houston Airport. I send her all the coordinates from my air tags, like exact location. It's like midnight for them. It's like 4 a.m. for me. And it's like the evening for Tegan in Melbourne. And then her cousin's friend is like driving around looking for my luggage in and out of like where all the planes are parked, like just driving in and out. And then he sends me a video and he's found my luggage. And I'm like, this has been like a Mission Impossible mission. And then it still takes a few days because he's obviously not allowed to just grab my luggage and like take it home.
So he post it himself?
Yeah. I was like, can you please just take it so I know someone has it? Because if it gets back into the system, I'm never...
Yeah.
And a lot of you were messaging me saying, hey, like, I've had AirTags and it worked really well. I just had to fly back to the airport and go and look through the warehouse myself. I was like,
what?
Darling, I'm in Lisbon. They're in Houston. This is a long way for Lucy to have to fly. I know. So many people have said they've got had to go and look for them themselves.
It seems like it's been a huge thing. But also, just, I wonder if you could post anything on Cisco and someone would be working in that field.
I know. Or like, someone's cousin.
Or someone, like, oh yeah, sure, my cousin works in Houston Airport.
Like, it made me the most appreciative I've ever been of this platform. I know. And I feel like it's because we never use Cisco for personal things like that. No. And the one time we really needed it,
they really pulled through.
They pulled through. So
you arrive in Lisbon. Yeah. You have no luggage.
No luggage.
You've just moved across the world.
Just moved across the world.
First time.
First time moving across the world. Never been to Europe. Never seen a euro. And
I'm sorry. Never seen a euro. That should have been the title of the book.
Never seen a euro. Yeah. Oh, but also, we're writing a book, but you all know that surely by now. You can pre-order it in the show notes. And I don't sleep because I'm so stressed about not having any of my possessions. And you all know, like, I wear a lot of colour. I feel like my identity is very much wrapped up in, like...
colour.
Yeah, yeah. What, like, the things that... I'm not a material girl, but, like, I've spent years op shopping and, like, forming who I am.
There's
and,
a story behind
it. Yeah, you know? And so I got there and I did not feel like myself. I couldn't sleep. I got fucking bitten by a spider or stung by something.
That's why you told me this tonight.
That's another story, but I spiraled. It was fine in the end, but like everything, it was like the universe telling me not to go. Right?
Yeah, I would take that as like you've made the wrong decision sign. And I think we were talking about this as well, but like moving from New Zealand, I think is a very unique experience because you're quite literally as far away as you can get from almost anywhere.
Yes.
Like people, when I travel here and I say like in New Zealand, if you take a 3-hour flight, you get to Australia.
Yeah.
Whereas here you take a 3-hour flight, you can get
from Lisbon to London.
You can get to a lot of places.
Yes.
And like long haul flights are not really a thing. Like you just get so used to New Zealand to being so far away. So when you move, it's like, oh, I'm really far.
Yeah. Like when I first got here and everything was going wrong and I was like, I couldn't go home if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford to.
Yeah.
I'm not getting back on a plane. I am not traveling again. It really made me be like, holy fuck, travel is just not good anymore. And it's like, not to scare you all off, but like, I can say that because every single thing that could have gone wrong.
It really did go wrong.
Really did go wrong.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
But anyway, now I'm in Lisbon. Well, now I'm in London. But now I live in Lisbon. Belle and I are riding a book. We have a cute flat. It's like, it is hard. As Laura said, she cried like every day.
I cried the newsy readers will remember. Yes. I don't think we were doing the pod when I first moved, but yeah. I found it so hard and I was very prepared for it. We were as set up as we could be. We were so lucky to get a flat, have a job, like all the tick boxes, very, very fortunate in that way. But I think something about being on the other side of the world, I've talked about this as well before, I think, but like my partner, Stanley Tucci Light, has moved a lot in his life and is very used to that. This was my first ever big move.
Yeah.
And I think that also is very weird when the person you're with is like, cool, this is easy.
Yes.
You're finding it really hard. That feels like quite an isolating experience.
Yeah. Really similar to Belle. Belle has nomaded her whole life. She moved over here and was thriving and felt a sense of relief. Yeah. I moved over here and was like, what the fuck have I left every comfort I've ever had for?
Yeah.
But like, it will prove itself. You leave and then it's hard and then it's really good and you're like, that's why I did it.
Well, and I think for me, like something, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this tonight as well, is like, I found it really helpful to hear other people's stories.
Mm.
And like, even the boring logistical stuff of like, how did you get a flat?
Yes.
Like, that's, for me, that was a mind-blowing thing, trying to move to London.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I think, that have moved here. Was it easy for Lisbon?
No, it was like, so to get our visa, you had to have 1 year accommodation, 1 year travel insurance. You had to prove that you had enough money in the bank to last you a year. Like, it was crazy. And Bella just went on like a flat hunting website that lots of people use in Lisbon. Luckily met a woman on WhatsApp from that website that had this cute house. It's a bit out of the city. It's in like a random, really local area, which we love because we don't feel like we're in expat land.
Yeah.
We're like paying the local kiosk for our coffee, we're paying the local wine bar owner, like, we, you know, so we feel like we're involved in the community, which we love. But she basically started talking to this woman and was like, this was in maybe March or April, and was like, we can't move till September. Most people would have just started paying, I think, to secure a flat, but she didn't make us, she was like, I'll rent it out or Airbnb it out until September.
Wow.
So we, again, you just have to hustle, like,
yeah,
you have to do weird admin and like make friends with these people and just hope they'll help you.
Yeah.
But having a flat when we first got there, thank God, because I didn't have any luggage and I didn't have a space.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty like brave. I would have crumbled even more than I did.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, so everyone, I've been in Lisbon for maybe like just over 3 weeks. And I am feeling more settled there now. And it's still weird, like, not even being able to like eavesdrop on people. You feel quite lonely because obviously everyone's speaking Portuguese, which is what they should be doing because like I need to learn it for them. But it's been crazy.
Yeah.
So that's my new thing.
That is a very big new thing.
Laura had a new thing and We were messaging on the first day of her new thing. And this was a side to Laura that I hadn't actually seen before. We're like,
because
Laura's got her shit together. Like, great job, respected in like basically whatever field she does. Great podcast co-host, got a master's. Now
I do not have a master's.
Oh, what do you have?
Like a graduate diploma.
Okay, got a graduate diploma, is now at Oxford. And we've talked about imposter syndrome on this pod before and said that it's basically a construct that men don't have to worry about, and women are basically told to feel it, so we spend money not feeling it. But anyway, Laura got to Oxford, and tell us about your first
day. Yeah, I crumbled.
I hate to do this to you all, but if you want to hear the rest, which I know you do, head over to Culture Vulture wherever you get your podcasts. Love you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.